Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.
I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
This is Rewind Milwaukee, a very quick edition. There's two subjects I want to talk about, J.R. You have these dueling school aid plans. Mm-hmm. The Governor Walker and Senate Republicans have their version of how much more, and that's important, to give schools. And now you have Assembly Republicans' plan. I want to focus on numbers for the MPS.
Yes.
Fiscal Bureau says in the 2015-2016 school year, state aid for MPS, $700 million, which is a rather large sum. Now, so let's look at the numbers. Under the governor's plan, MPS would get an additional $47.7 million. Under the Assembly Republican plan, they'd get $32.8 million. So that printout that you and I saw yesterday said that MPS would lose $14 million. Yeah. Any surprise?
No, I mean, Milwaukee is the biggest school district. So, number one, anytime you have increased reduction in aid, they're going to be the biggest winners or losers because they just have more kids. That's the way it is. What's interesting about these numbers are the Assembly GOP package we saw, they're doing a different tact on funding schools. They want to do. Part of it is called per-pupil categorical aid. It is a straight, you get $200 more in the first year of the budget under Governor Walker's plan. Yeah. Another $204 on top of that per kid. Doesn't matter what your property values are, it's per
Whether
kid.
You're a rich district or a poor district, doesn't matter.
Republicans in the Assembly are proposing doing a smaller increase in both of those years, so $150 and $200 versus $200 and $204. So that produces a big part of that reduction. They also want to tweak some other things. The numbers we got from Nygren's office include what they would do for low-spending revenue, low-spending districts. They get a little boost in property taxes. Milwaukee is not a low-spending district. Right. They don't benefit from that. So, yes, they are a loser, but they still get more money, a lot more money than they would get right now in some of the GOP plan.
Okay, the only other subject I want to cover is last week, one of the candidates for Milwaukee County Sheriff, Ernell Lucas, met the press, and here's the brief overview he gave of himself and his goals. Let's just listen to that first.
When I entered into this race, I said it wasn't going to be about a person or a party, but it was going to be about the people. And that's my focus, the men and women of the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department and the over 1 million residents of Milwaukee County. Those are the people and the reasons that I'm running.
JR, at the Democratic Convention, Lucas's one announced opponent, Judge Seifert, came up to me twice and said, how do you do, and gave me his contact information. What's your early feel about Ernell Lucas? More than 20 years on Milwaukee Police Department, now then security for Major League Baseball. And he said, by the way, I'm going to keep working for Major League Baseball. I'm going to keep collecting my City of Milwaukee Police Department pension. And I would not ask our deputies to do aggressive enforcement of the ICE provisions.
Hard to predict a primary. That's more than a year away.
Yeah.
But I want to know first, where's Sheriff Clark? What's going on with the appointment to the Trump administration?
The Homeland Security job.
He announced it on a radio show, and then all of a sudden it's been radio silence about that for, what, it's been 2 weeks now? There's been no announcement yet from DHS. So before I want to get into the primary we might have in 2018, I want to know what's going to happen, or sometime this year if he leaves, I want to know when's he leaving? Is he leaving at this point? I mean, when I talked to some folks who were close to him about a week or so ago, two weeks ago, they said, no, don't worry about this stuff. Not a big deal. He's going to be fine. It's going to still happen. But the question is when. We haven't seen a resignation letter yet. We haven't seen a start date yet. So right. I'm kind of curious what's going on with that.
Okay, let's end it this way. Is there any doubt in your mind that Sheriff Clark does not seek re-election?
In 2018?
Yes.
When I've talked to people about this, they've told me they don't see how he could win re-election, that he's burned too many bridges. It'd be difficult for him to run, especially with there was a judgment this week about the inmate who was shackled.
$6.8 million was awarded, excuse me. She was assaulted.
There are more troubles coming for him. So I don't know. There is a plethora of opposite research on Sheriff Clark right now to use against him if he did think about running for election.
Okay. I'm Steve Walders.
And I'm J.R. Ross.
That's Rewind Milwaukee.
Brought to you by Wisconsin Eye, WIS Politics, and our sponsor, Transportation Development Association. Rewind Milwaukee.